Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes, and we should just support that, you know, and be faithful in what happens.
Do you trust this president?
Yes, I do. Honestly, I think we should just trust our president in every decision that he makes, and we should just support that, 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 just support that.
Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Brendo Man podcast for Sunday, October 31st. It's Halloween, so I figured we'd start the show off with a little bit of a spooky clip. So happy Halloween to all you folks out there. My Halloween's just wrapping up, and guess what? I'm sick today. I've been sick, so I couldn't record a show yesterday. I could barely talk. My throat's a little messed up. I think I have the flu. I'm getting over it, getting a lot of rest. Taught one class on Friday, and then I went home because I couldn't talk and I was exhausted, and I've been getting a lot of sleep and I was still tired, so that kind of sucked. So that's been my weekend. Man, election's on Tuesday, and we've got some good stuff for you. Gringo's going to be doing most of the talking for this show since I don't really want to talk today, and I got a couple things to talk about, but like I said, Gringo's going to be doing most of the talking, and we'll be hearing from him in just a little bit. Got a tune or two for you, and talking just about a few other things. So let's kick it off by looking at the show notes. You can go to the show notes at the Brendoman.com wiki, which is at Brendoman.com/wiki, or you can just get to that straight from our website at RadioBrendoman.com, and you can also subscribe to our podcast there and get all our episodes, our wonderful, fantastic episodes. So let's kick it off. Well, I'm sick, first of all, that was the first thing. But then also something I read today that was very cool, Firefox, 7 million downloads and counting of the PR release for version 1.0. And they also just released a release client for 1.0, all gearing up for their big 1.0 final release next month. And the New York Times ad campaign was a raging success. It raised over $250,000, and so that's money for the ad and then some for the project, which will be great. Some people are complaining, oh, we should be raising money for the project. Well, they did. They raised a bunch of money for the project. So there you go, you stupid tards who were complaining. Lots of money for the project. The ad's going to be in the New York Times. My name's going to be in the New York Times, Firefox, New York Times. And it's also, it has been catching the interest of other media outlets and other newspapers because of this. So this is awesome. I'm very excited. Microsoft, are you listening? We're not going to be tethered to your products anymore if they're not quality products. If your product is the best quality product, yeah, we'll pick your product. But if it's not, which is the case of Internet Explorer, you can't make us use it. And the users are getting smart, people. This isn't just for John Q Geek. This is for, I've gotten regular old users to use this. I've gotten some of my teammates here in China to use it, and they don't sit on the computer all day like me. I know friends who have tried it that aren't super computer literate. I'm trying to get my mom to use it, but I know people that have gotten their mom to use it. It's not for just geeks. Someone was saying that this is too computer geeky. Dude, anybody can do this now. Come on. Come on, people. Get out of the bubble. That's all I got to say about that. A great site that I found today, well, Gringo pointed it out on our BrendoMan.com blog, is the Internet Vets for Truth site. And that's internetvetsfortruth.org. And, you know, you go here, and what do we got here? Holy crap. We got full versions of Going Up River and Fahrenheit 9/11. You can download the BitTorrents of these. You can get them in QuickTime format. You also got clips from, lots of good clips that they've been put together from Fahrenheit 9/11, Going Up River, some other random odds and ends clips, a great clip from the Republican National Convention, the John Stewart Crossfire appearance, another great, other great stuff, including Eminem's new video and song, Mosh, which is an anti-Bush song. But even if you're pro-Bush, even if you dislike the song, you have to watch this video, folks. You can download it. You can watch stream it. It's an amazing achievement in music video. If this does not win a Video Music Award, which is stupid anyway, but if it doesn't, I will be shocked. Because this video, I mean, I don't think they used Flash, but it looks like it could have been in Flash, but it's also got some amazing animation and live action stuff combined, and it's an incredible video, incredibly well-made video. Just check it out. I can't even begin to describe how amazing this video looks. Even if you're not into Eminem, even if you're not into his lyrics, but I think if you dislike Bush, you will love this song. It's a very powerful song, and it has a very powerful message. But if you don't, you should still check out the video, because it's amazing. This video is just a huge achievement in animation and music videos and media, period. It's very cool. And you can get that at the Internet Vets for Truth website and many other websites. So something else I found on Internet Vets for Truth was this great little segment from the Republican National Convention, and how to win an election. It's breeding a culture of fear, and it just puts all these sound bites together from the convention. So let's listen to that right now.
In the heart of this great city, we saw tragedy arrive on a quiet morning. September the 11th. September the 11th. September the 11th.
September 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 11th.
2001.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam. Saddam. Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam. Saddam.
Saddam. Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam.
Saddam Hussein.
And danger. Continuing danger.
Hour of danger.
Very, very dangerous world.
A grave new threat.
Yeah. Horrific acts of atrocities. Murderous regimes dedicating to killing us.
Tyranny and terror.
Slaughtered thousands.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons programs.
The deadliest of weapons.
Terrible weapons.
Nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons.
Poison gas.
Torture chambers.
Mass graves.
Deadly technologies.
Radical ideology of hate.
Terror of threats.
Terror.
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 War on terrorism.
War against terrorism.
Global war on terror.
Global terrorism.
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 The evil terrorists.
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 Well, Well, trust me, it's even better when you check out the video, and that's at internetvetsfortruth.org. Okay, so we talked about the Mosh video, and next up, I would like to talk about this thing that I found at ericrice.com, and that is the new podcast review. A lot of people are looking for good podcasts, you know, quality things to listen to, new podcasts. Well, check this site out, because this guy reviews podcasts, and there's some on there I haven't heard of, and he gives positive reviews or just talks about, and I'm going to check out now. So I'd recommend you to check out that site, and that would be podcastreviews.net, and you can actually submit your podcast. I'm thinking of doing that. I'm a little scared. But I don't know how nice he'll be or how not nice. But you know what? Why not just go for it? I remember we submitted our site for the weblog review, and we actually got a pretty good review. But some people were a little touchy, and you just got to be willing to take the criticism, as long as it's constructive. You know, I just don't like to hear somebody slamming us. You know, but we get that all the time, anyways. So, check that out. There's lots of good podcasts that are reviewed, and he seems like a cool guy. So I recommend that site. Next up. Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about my DVD collection. Since I've gotten to China, I think I've acquired about 50 DVDs, and that's rising every week. I don't really have a lot I need to spend my money on, here, so I usually just buy DVDs, and they're incredibly cheap here, less than $1 US. So I catalog my DVDs at dvdaficionado.com, and I put a link up on the show notes to my DVDs. Right now I'm at 142 movies and 146 actual DVD titles, because I have duplicate copies of some things, like Lord of the Rings, because I have the regular theatrical version and the extended version. And same thing with Donnie Darko, and then I have the Donnie Darko director's cut. And so that's quite a bit. And if you actually think of the number of discs, because a lot of those are TV shows and sets, it's over 200. I think I'm at 200. I don't know. Almost 250 discs. 225 discs. A lot of discs. I filled up my 200 album, and then I got another album I'm working on. Smaller. I don't know how many it fits, but it's a half full now. So, I like DVDs, and that's what I do when I'm not teaching or hanging out with students, or sometimes when I'm hanging with students, I watch movies here, because it's always great for them to watch American movies. They really love American movies, and it's fun talking movies with them, because they're interested. So I got a buttload of movies, and now I'm starting to get into collecting some TV shows, because don't get any American TV shows here. I talked about that last week. And thankfully, Danny found a site where we could get some Daily Show clips, and I did get a bunch of clips from the Daily Show. And I'm evaluating the legality of playing some of that on here. And if anybody has any insight, I'd love to hear it, because I'd love to play some Daily Show clips on here on the podcast, but I don't want to get sued or anything. So I don't know about that. I did play that Britney Spears clip, so... whatever. This is kind of our ranting and raving politics episode. Last episode before the election. Next one will come on Wednesday. Next episode, you heard me right. The next episode will happen on Wednesday, the day after the election. Will we have a result or not? Gringo, in his commentary, seems to think no. But it'll be interesting. So on Wednesday night, I'll record this. That'll be Wednesday morning in your time, and we'll see if we have a president elected. So that'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting next show. And we'll love to hear your segments. Maybe after a Gringo segment, Henry would love to record something. We'll see. Danny's brother might be recording something. Maybe we can get something from Sarah. Danny's trying to get her setup going on with a external mixer and blah, blah, blah. He's having some problems. But we'll see. My most recent acquisition was Band of Brothers. I haven't watched it yet, but it's come highly recommended. Luis was the most recent recommendation. He wrote about that on the site. I'd love to hear from Luis. He got a Skype account, but I haven't seen him online. So Luis, we'd love to have you on the show, man. I don't even know what you sound like, and I think that'd be cool. So Band of Brothers, I'm excited to check that out. I've heard everybody I know that's seen it has loved it. And I know lots of people that have it. and really dig it, so I was excited to pick that one up. Okay, well, we are going to play a song, and then we will get to Gringo's political rant, which is about 18 minutes long, and he will take it away for the rest of the show, and then we'll have Danny's Linux Minute, and that'll be the show. So, this next track comes from the Wired CD. The Wired magazine just teamed up with Creative Commons to release a CD in their November issue, which you can get on newsstands now, and get the free CD. And every CD on this, every song on this CD has a Creative Commons licensing, which you can share it, rip it, sample it, mash it, do whatever you want with it. And so we're going to play the first track off of it, which is a Beastie Boys song. I really do like the Beastie Boys, and we're going to play their song. But who else we got on here? We got David Byrne, Zap Mama, My Morning Jacket, Spoon, Dan the Automator, Le Tigre, Chuck D, The Rapture, Danger Mouse, DJ Dolores, some lots of electronic stuff, but lots of wide variety of music on here. So it's pretty sweet. So here is the Beastie Boys with Now Get Busy from the Wired CD. That was the Beastie Boys with Get Busy. So now it's time for Gringo to take the reins, and he will be giving his little political rant, pre-election rant, and I'm sure we'll be hearing much more of him after the election. So take it away, Gringo.
Hi, man.
Hi.
Meet Bharat.
Hi, Bharat. By the way, this is Christina.
Hi.
Yeah!
Alright, hey there folks, this is whoisgringo.brendoman.com, and I guess I wanted to join in on the fun about these political rants. I was a bit hesitant because, I'm pretty much tired of the whole bit. I really do wish that we could vote tomorrow, and I wish we'd have the votes. The election results the day after tomorrow, but sadly, you know what? I don't think that's going to happen November 3rd. I think there's going to be some turmoil there. But that's the nature of a two-party system, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Anyway, just to kind of introduce myself, I suppose, so I'm not some mystery guy over the radio. My name is Gringo. I'm 25. I serve in the military. I've been in the military for 7.5 years now. I've been working with Operation Enduring Freedom for nearly 2 years now. I am stateside. Primarily our job is to make sure that soldiers are fit and healthy to go overseas. I'm a medic. I work in a TMC, Troop Medical Clinic. I serve as the assistant supervisor there. And I figured that I could provide a little bit of a unique perspective on what I see. Granted, we all have different opinions and we have different worldviews, but I figured I could just give an alternative point of view that might help, might not, I don't know. Anyway, officially, I guess I'm endorsing John Kerry for president. However, footnote there at the bottom, I am voting the lesser of two evils. I'd just like to add that coming into this conflict, I was notified November of 2002 that I was going to be mobilized. Now, mind you, that's, what is that? That's, see, November, December, January, February, March. That's about 4.5 months prior to actually going to full-fledged war with Iraq. So I'd say it's safe to say that the United States knew they were going to war. Not just 4.5 months prior, you know, just to letting me know, but to actually setting foot in Iraq. But I would say it's safe to say September 12th of 2001, we were going to invade Iraq regardless. It was on the to-do list. Defectors from the administration will attest that. And, you know, we could discredit them all we want, but I think that's something to weigh, something to look at. And, you know, if we look at things in all honesty, it's a bit foolish to just disregard everything that they have to say. We can talk about the inspections. Every report that's come out has confirmed what I already believed, that there weren't any weapons of mass destruction. The U.S. was going in no matter what. They went in without the final vote, without a final U.N. resolution, because they knew it'd be a no. And they knew they would have to wait for the inspections, which they didn't want to do. And if the inspections would bear the same fruit of what they bear today, which they would, what reason would there be? I do believe in strategy. I mean, it's just like football, you know, it's just like baseball. You or soccer, you have to go in with a strategy. And, you know, like anybody else, I'll say that Saddam was a bad guy. I mean, there's no lie, there's no arguing there. But his connections to Al-Qaeda and September 11th were slim to none. He was already on sanctions, and for good reason. We should have kept him on sanctions. We should have gone in with the inspections and just gone from there. Now, you know, theoretically, would he have been in power? I have no idea. But that's not the issue. The issue is our primary reason why we went to war, which was that Saddam Hussein was harboring weapons of mass destruction, and we were worried about nuclear proliferation. If anything, we should be worried about that more than ever. Al-Qaeda wasn't there before, they are there now, and we're having a tumultuous time. I can't begin to tell you what it's like to send units there, and when they come back 6-7 months later, 3 or 4 didn't make it. I don't know, I can't, it's hard to describe, it's hard to put into words, I tell them every day to be safe when they go over and to not do anything stupid. And I let them know that I want them to come back. Honest to God, I tell them that. Like I say, you know, I have a unique perspective on things. No, I haven't been over there. I don't want to go either. But I do feel in my heart of hearts that this whole ordeal could have been avoided entirely. But it was the arrogance of this administration. They felt they had to go. And there's ways to do things. This most certainly was not one of them. Moving on, I don't want to get bogged down too much into that. We can talk a little bit about the Patriot Act. It's funny, this is a Republican-endorsed thing, and the Republicans will say that, you know, they're for smaller government. Yet this goes against everything which, quote, Republicans, unquote, stand for. Searching your house without you ever knowing, tapping your phone lines, reading your mail. And they're working on a revision of the Patriot Act, the Patriot Act Part 2. This is ridiculous. I can't begin to show my dismay about this. This is crazy. And it's mostly Republican-backed. And the only senator who voted against this was Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. And, you know, just as a side note, take a look on cspan.org and look up the debate between Tim Michaels and Russ Feingold and listen to them talk about the Patriot Act. And Russ Feingold is, I mean, hands down, he won. And he's just a tremendous speaker. Amazing good things to say about that. We can talk a little about the deficit. Hello, this is the biggest deficit ever in United States history, on record. Federal spending has skyrocketed. There's the biggest increase in government, which we've seen. And again, this goes against Republican ideals. This isn't conservative. This isn't small government, as they claim. Bush will come out saying, you know, Kerry wants to raise your taxes and yada, yada, yada. Bush is doing exactly that. We have a deficit. This is going to have to be paid off one way or the other. And we look at it, you know, taxes have gone up in other areas. Gee, you know, that whopping $700 that my mom got, you know, it pales in comparison. These tax cuts primarily went to the rich, and we know that for a fact. You know, I don't know what else to say. Gay marriage, this is one of my pet peeves. I find it ironic that the log cabin Republicans didn't endorse George Bush this year. Why is that? I mean, this is a Republican group. They are gay. But they didn't endorse Bush. Now, again, you know, Republicans will say that they're just champions of civil rights, but again, you know, Republicans, you know, are we seeing the true color of Republicans, or are we just seeing a different breed here? You know, I don't know. Let me talk a little bit about poverty. There's been a record increase in debt and bankruptcies, a decrease in median household income across the board, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor. And again, those tax cuts primarily went to the rich. And a widening gap between the rich and the poor. And again, those tax cuts primarily went to the rich. You know, there can be a big argument about taxes and yada, yada, yada. You know, I do lean progressive. I don't think I lean left or I lean right. I just lean progressive. And, you know, if the Republicans were for such taxical reform, why didn't they do it? You know, we have a Republican president, we have a Republican Congress, Republican Senate. And if there's such for the tax reform, where is it? Where is it? And, I mean, we haven't seen it. All we've seen is deficits. And, you know, I just look at the record. Reagan, there was a huge deficit. And with Bush Sr., there was a recession. And then along came Clinton, and in a time of prosperity, he actually reduced federal spending, and we created a budget surplus. So, and I'm not defending Clinton, I'm just saying, look at the record. And, you know, do I think Clinton was the greatest? No. No, I don't. But I'm just saying, let's look at the record, the economic record. I mean, all presidents have their flaws. But I'm concentrating on Bush here. And between weighing the two of Kerry and Bush, I think out of voting for the lesser of two evils, Kerry is it. For those who aren't registered, you know, if it's not too late, register. State of Wisconsin, they have same-day registering. Vote. Tell your friends to vote. Call your family. Tell them to vote. Get out there. Go to your local Democratic campaign headquarters and volunteer. Do some phone calling. Just put in a couple hours. Go canvassing around the neighborhood. Do what you have to do. That's exactly what it takes. And I put in my time of phone calling and donating and canvassing neighborhoods. And, you know, it wasn't exactly fun, but I know what we're up against. And I think Democrats have a better grassroots movement. And I always just please encourage you to vote and to do the right thing. You know, I was reading Dave's blog, and he was talking about how he hated politics and how he didn't think Kerry and Bush were talking about the issues. And you know, I'm still trying to digest what he said there. And you know, I think overall it comes to the nature of our two-party system. You know, here on one hand, the Democrats are stopping Nader from getting on the ballot, which I don't think is right. And then on the other hand, Republicans are funding Nader. And, you know, I mean, there's some really big-time underhanded things, which I don't agree with. Huge corporations are backing each candidate, and I don't agree with that either. But I will say this, that Kerry does lean a little bit more progressive, and I think he has a better understanding of how big corporations affect politics. And, you know, some may disagree with me on that, but let me encourage you to go visit democracynow.org and just check out some things that Amy Goodman has to say. Money has a lot to do with politics. There was a study done on all the major news corporations and how much war support they covered as opposed to anti-war support, and it was hands down that the war support was in the majority. And some thought that maybe it had something to do with GE owning a great deal of the media conglomerates. You know, there's lots of things to consider. Well, we can talk a little bit about the Presidential Debate Commission. Surprise, hello, the chairs are a Republican and a Democrat. In order for a third party to get in, I think they have to get somewhere between 15% to even get into the debates. You can check out opendebates.org and get a little bit more information on that. The fact of the matter is that for third parties to get on state ballots is crazy. And it's wrong, and Democrats and Republicans are both at fault for that. I don't know if you've heard about Proposition 36. It's something that Colorado is voting on November 2nd. And it's proportional representation. It's a great thing. However, Republicans are staunchly against it, and they think it's some underhanded Democratic scheme to take away the electoral votes. But that's just not so. Essentially, you know, whoever... If a certain minority gets 30% of the vote, they will get 30% representation, even in the electoral votes, which I think is a great thing. You don't lose your vote, and you vote for who you want. We can talk a little about IRV, instant runoff voting. That's the greatest thing in the world. You number your candidates in order, 1 through 8. You don't even have to number Bush if you didn't want to. I wouldn't have to number Kerry if I didn't want to. But I get to number them, and my preference and who I would settle for. And if nobody breaks the 50% barrier, and then that vote rolls over, therefore I never lose my vote. And even Howard Dean said he was for IRV. And that's why I say, I would say more often than not, the Democrats are do lean closer to these kinds of changes in our voting methods, whereas Republicans don't. The fiasco in 2000 with Florida, you know, it's the nature of the two-party system, and it's not fair. Things have to change. And, you know, Republican or Democrat or Green Party or Libertarian, you know, the next big thing for us is to change our voting system and how we vote. And that's going to be hard. It's going to be a big battle. But it comes down to us, and that we are the ones who do that. And I can see good things coming, you know, with podcasting and with blogging. People will catch wind of this and see that it is a good thing, and that it is more fair, and that those on the minority will get some representation, and that's what we need. Anyway, I'm sure I'm just babbling right now, and thanks for being patient. Hopefully Brennan will put this on his podcast. Anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, as a military serviceman, I love my country, and I love serving my country. But I won't wrap myself in the flag when things go wrong. And I think that's what Bush has done, and that's why John Kerry is getting my vote. Not that I'm exactly jumping for joy. But I just think he's a better man for the job than Bush is, given that we are in a two-party system. So with that, I'll sign off, and hope I haven't bored you too much. You can visit my website when you want. It's whoisgringo.brendoman.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, Gringo. Well, thank you for taking over when my voice wasn't so great. What do we got next? Oh, yeah, we got Danny's Linux Minute, and then I'm going to finish it off. My computer didn't want to talk anymore. He said, screw you guys, I'm going home. Okay, so this is Danny with the Linux Minute, and you can check out Danny's website at danny.brendoman.com.
This is Danny Ferguson with the brendoman.com Linux Minute. Today we'll talk about a few more bash commands. Moving files around in bash is quick, easy, and powerful. Copy a file using the command cp, followed by the path and file name of the file, followed by the new location and file name. mv works the same way to move a file. rm is the command for deleting a file or empty directory, and mkdir will let you make a new directory. When you're typing file names and commands in bash, press the tab key to have the computer complete the line for you. Now all these commands can take several switches or extra things added to the command to make it do different things. You can also use wildcards like the asterisk and question mark to work with several similar files at the same time. If you want to know more about a file, type file, space, then file name. Bash will tell you what type of data the file contains. Windows does this sometimes inaccurately using the file extension, the three letters after the period in the name. Linux can actually examine the file to determine what kind of data it contains. And so in Linux, file extensions are optional. If you come across a file with no extension, use the file command to learn more about it. That should get you started in Bash, but there's much, much more to learn. Come back next time when we'll talk about dual boot setups. If you have any questions, send them in text or audio format to dan@brendoman.com. For the brendoman.com Linux Minute, I'm Danny Ferguson.
All right, thanks, Danny. Well, that's going to do it for the Radio Brendo Man podcast for Halloween. So I hope you have a good, safe Halloween, and don't listen to all that crap about poos and razor blades and trick-or-treats, because it is, if you go to our good friend Snopes.com, it's never happened. So eat all the freaking candy you want, and be safe. Don't get hit by a car. Or, I don't know, whatever. You know, I'm going to watch a scary movie right now. You know, I'm going to watch Okay, I was going to have some funny joke where I put in some dumb movie. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to watch Glitter. How about that? Feel like watching Glitter. Or maybe Crossroads. I'll check out Crossroads. Yeah, that's going to be my horror movie for the day. Actually, I'm thinking of watching Fahrenheit 9/11. I think that'd be more appropriate. So that's going to do it. And you can send audio feedback to brendoman@gmail.com or go to our website, brendoman.com, or our podcast site, radiobrendoman.com. Have a good evening, folks.